hold up.
Hello Heather, it's Mr. Cordell again. I'm trying to find out if you've had any, been able to do anything in regards to these conversations that we keep having.
I can't do anything in regards to these conversations. Like I said, you need to speak to someone through your lawyer. It's not me.
I'm acting litigant. I have no one going. I have nothing. No. You're my housing team. Under the housing. What company do you work for? Enfield Council, yes?
I do, but you need to go to the relevant person.
Yeah, and who is that? I'm telling you that the relevant people, I've got proof that your staff are acting fraudulently. And I'm telling you, I would like disciplinary action against your staff, and I'd like to show you, the executives, the fraudulent activity. Now, if I look
can
at all...
Can you email it in, then?
No. What it is 8 gigs of a diary, 8 gigabytes of a diary. Yeah, or video audio that I played you the other day. Like, I've got the recordings of me playing this to you down the phone, me getting attacked in my house, yeah, the day before. And I think that you should take these things very seriously, yeah, under my human rights and under everything that your thing sets out to do. Now, for instance, the Matthew Yilligans live upstairs that I've been explaining to you about. Now, in Lemmy's paperwork that he keeps writing to me, he keeps accepting that they have an extra person living in that flat, and that person's been there, and that person goes to work and stays in their flat, yeah? Now, if you look at condition 24 and 25 of the Conditions Act, it says any person that's living under the statute of Merton that ain't in a tenancy agreement with you's lot, yeah, it's against the conditions for them to be in that flat, and it's a breach of tenancy. Yes, but what I'm saying is your complaints team is Daniel Ellis, and Daniel Ellis has acted fraudulently in... Okay, I've already wrote to the manager, and I'm still trying to deal with my first subject access request that you told me in 2000 and so and so to go and speak to the lower departments. Now, I've spoke to them lower departments, and I keep getting sent round in circles. I've been to every neighbourhood team, I've got them all on recording, everybody acting in joint circular, and I would like someone to go through this with me. I've just got off the phone to the neighbourhood team and asked them to have a meeting with me in regards to taking incidents, and they're saying it's not that they're refusing to send somebody out to take a statement off me. I've got the same when I call 999, and I'm calling you, my housing officers. Now, under my housing conditions here now, I've got all the lawyers in front of me. Lemmy went to Westminster and he took an education law degree in housing, so he should understand when he's writing to me about this person upstairs, he should understand that under condition 52 and 54 and that and 55 that it's that they shouldn't have wooden flooring, that their user are allowing them to drop things above the heads for me, and that they shouldn't be damaging the fixtures to the building. They're not secure tenants. You should be protecting me, a secure tenant. Yeah, you get paid a higher salary than Lemmy does, because you are the chief executive admin to the company. So you keep passing this down to me, and I'm telling you that Lemmy is fraudulently copying things out of the computer using my personal data under the Personal Data Act 1998. He's copying them and pasting them, and that's fiddlety. Yeah, fiddlety of duty of care, and it's causing me an economic loss and also causing me the restrictions on my liability. Now, this is down to you.
I can't actually help you. Like I said,
can you put me on the phone to Ian Chandler, please? Ian, what is it? Ian, what's his,
The chief exec is David. He's not here at the moment.
So who else is above, who's above you, who's above Lemmy and above all of these people, Daniel Ellis, that I can prove that you've put me through in a circle through before, and I can prove that they've all acted fraudulently and biased in their decisions? Yeah,
not
without... I don't have a solicitor. I'm acting litigant by the law.
I'm going to end the call now because it's a waste of time.
May I ask, what is me being attacked in my home and asking you is a waste of time?